We're in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, the halachas of Kol Shel Birkas HaMazon. We are up to Siv Gimel, and we will be concluding the whole Simen. Tzorech Shelo Yei Pogum. The halachi is that the Kol should not be Pogum. What does that mean? She'im Shosa Mimenu Pogmo. That if you drank from it, it is considered Pogum. So if someone drank some of the wine in the cup is Pogum. But if someone drank from it but not from the actual kos, that's all right. So, for example, you spilled off some and drank from that, that would not be pogum the kos. Even if you drank from the kad or chavis ktana, that means a small barrel, if you drank directly from it, it is pogum. Whereas if it's from a large barrel, there it's ridiculous that by drinking from it you make the whole thing pogum. That's the first day. So the Mishnah Brewer brings that there are machmirim even in a large barrel. Yeshmi Shaomer Shafilu Mayim Pagumim Psulim Limzog Bem Koshal Bracha. Let's say you're going to do meziga, you're going to add water to your wine. Some hold that there's a din pagima even on the water. That if someone drank from that water, that it's also not going to be kosher for being mozig or yayin. So what happens if someone takes his finger, takes some wine in it, and then licks his finger? He is not pogim it that way, because he didn't drink directly from it. This halacha of it being pogum is even if you transfer it. So, for example, it says a kad or a chavis ktana. It didn't mean that you then want to bench on the kad or chavis ktana. It means that you're going to pour it from there into the kos. And still, it is considered pogum. With regard to the mayim, the Mishnah Brura points out that this is really a kasha, because we'll later find that there's a daya that you can... If you add yayin pogum to yayin that's not pogum, as long as the rove is ain't a pogum, we say kama bottle. Every drop as it goes in is bottle. So that is the machaber shita. We'll see there are machmirim. So he wonders why the mayim are posel to be mozig the koshal bracha. Siv dalid im hayu kosis amasubim pogumim. This is an interesting case. The one who's benching has a kos in front of him, and everybody else also has a kos in front of them. But they're being somach on his kos shel bracha, and they're just going to drink wine afterwards. Their koses are koses pegumim. Sorich loseis mikos habracha letocham. If they are to be yotza, the halacha of kos shel bracha, they've got to be drinking from a kos that's not pagum, so he's got to add from his cup to all of theirs in order for them to be yotza. In Yotza, the din of kosher bracha. V'yeshmi shomer shein sarach. There's a day that you don't have to. That it's only the coast that you bench over that can't be pogum, but everybody else's doesn't have to be. We will see that later. The mechaber is so later. We are so sim lechumra. Sifhei im hechser yayin shall kos pogum. Lekankan hayayin shebekankam kosher mishum lekamakama bottle. This is where the mechaber paskins that if you have kos, you have yayin pogum and you pour it back into a larger cup, the halacha is as long as rove of what you have there is kosher, we say kama bottle. Every bit of it becomes bottle and it's not pogum. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura brings down that there are machmirim, and he says that the minig is, if you want to pour back leftover yayin pogum to your bottle, first take some of your non-pogum from the bottle and pour it into your cup. This way your cup is not pogum anymore, and then you can pour it back. But we do not pour directly back from our own cup that was already pogum into the bottle without pouring some out to be metak in it. Sivav yicholim letaken kos pogum al yedei sheyosifu ma'at yayin v'afilo yedei sheyosifu lav mayim mitkon. The halacha is that if you have a kos pogum, if you put one drop of yayin she'eno pogum or one drop of water, you can fix it with it. The reason being that this pagam is not a psul mamish, and therefore the halacha is that it does work. Not only that, but it doesn't have to be water. It can be shar mashkin as well. You can use anything. The one condition is that you shouldn't be using mayim pgumim. You can't drink juice in a glass and then use that to fix your yayin that's pogum. And also, you have to make sure that it's still wine. So if you're mozing it with too much water, let's say you have wine that already comes diluted, and you can't really dilute it with much water, and now you want to add water in order to be metaken the pegima. You may have been metaken the pegima, but it's not wine anymore because you added too much water. Sivzayin b'shas hadchak mavorchim al kos pagum. B'shas hadchak, one can even bench on al kos pagum. The Mishnah Brewer brings down another eitza, which is if you have a large cup that is pagum, and now you pour it into a smaller cup, and it'll just fill the cup. So some hold that that's not considered pagum anymore. So if you really only have a kos pagum, it's kedai to rely on that and pour it into a smaller kos.